want to go higher, baby? You're in the right place. You're listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Danny Miles, Lexi Brinkley. I've got Laura Richardson in studio with me today and Robin Perry Braun. These girls are friends. And they're also, one's an attorney, one's a shrink, one's a dating expert. So we're going to be talking about all kinds of stuff today. And so, Laura, welcome back.
Thank you so much for having me. I love being here. Thank you so much.
Well, good. Well, let's see what we can accomplish today. You're supposed to be talking. Well, you're going to be talking about three keys to getting the relationship that you want.
Yes.
Okay, and then
we're
going to be talking about,
right?
Well, I mean, you know, it's just like anything. Every relationship requires work. It does.
Mm-hmm.
Work, understanding is no different than the relationship you have with your children, you know? And it has ebbs and flows. You know, I was thinking about this on my way in this morning. Well, actually, I was talking about it with... who was I talking with about it last night? About my parents, you know. Who was I talking? I can't even remember. That's like a cousin. No, it wasn't you. It was my niece or something. But my parents were married for 56 years. Okay, and I think the key to any relationship is respect and love go hand in hand.
Yes,
and that you don't give up. And I remember one time someone asked this couple, and someone retold the story to me about this couple that got up and spoke about marriage, and they said, "How did you make it last so many years? What's your secret? What's your secret?" And he simply said, "The secret is neither one of us completely fell out of love with the other one at the same time."
Right.
Okay.
Heard that before.
And I think that's true.
Right.
In any relationship, there is no perfection anywhere.
Right. And we're, you know, the thing about the way we're made physiologically is we're always changing, you know.
Yeah.
I think every 21 days your cells completely replace themselves, something mm-hmm. like that. So it's the fact that you are flowing in a stream together.
Mm-hmm.
And if one person decides, that's it, I'm done, I'm not doing anything different or changing the rest of our life, and the other person keeps flowing, that creates a gap.
Right.
So what makes a successful relationship last years is that both parties are always committed to staying flowing.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And that's kind of, if you want to come down to one key, who's right or who's wrong, none of that matters. It's that there's an acknowledgement that it takes work on both sides and it's not a one-sided.
Yeah, no,
absolutely.
I would agree.
Yeah.
I absolutely agree. Well, we're going to talk all about it. And then I guess Robin's going to tell us how to teach people to treat us, how they treat us. And so, that seems pretty simple, but it's not, is
well,
it?
Well, it's more than the 5% we're conscious of. So that's kind of what I'm talking about.
Oh, cool. Very cool. Well, so, you know, I did try to do my homework this morning and get a hold of this company that makes Lysol laundry, this new laundry sanitizer. I found it at Target with 0% bleach. I thought, oh, that's a nice alternative, you know. And I do know that that Lysol is very effective at killing germs, but at what cost to the environment? Now this is liquid form. People are going to be pouring. You stop, you know, just pouring it all over the place. And I'm thinking, I want to know. I really want to know as a, you know, someone I feel that's in a place of responsibility to educate on, you know, what we're putting into the earth. And especially in light of, you know, this week coming up is Earth Day. And, you know, we don't have another Earth to go to.
Right.
So we can't trash. We cannot continue to trash the Earth. Well, anyway, so I called this company. It's Reckitt Ben Kaiser. So
yep, that is
sounds
right.
German.
Yeah.
I know, yeah. And so, but
butt kisser.
Well, they have.
We were all thinking that, Danny, but you were the only one who's going
to
say it.
Well, they're going to send me a data safety sheet, and I asked to speak to someone in the product safety department, but they said that they don't let just anyone talk to the product safety department unless it's an emergency. But Lexi did read something interesting on the back of the label. This is the label I was talking about with Sean yesterday.
Yeah.
It's the new fangled label where you have to really pull it apart. Like when I first pulled it off, the whole thing came off, and I'm like, well, that's not. It's all white on the back. What's peel here for what? And then it's like, oh, you got a peel. But it says, what did it say? I'm going to give it back to you, Lexi, about what it said about the eyes. It was scary. Like, and we're pouring this in our washing machines and our mop water. I mean, you can use this on a variety of things, kind of just like bleach. So it's kind of scary that it's going into our waterway, especially our waterways, especially when she
reads. So we're saying it's a bleach alternative, but it's not necessarily better than bleach.
Right.
Yeah. Safer than bleach.
Well, you know, what's really a good sanitizer and cleaner that is a natural mineral is borax.
Yeah.
And so I forgot, you know, I think my mom maybe probably used to use it. I don't remember, but I do. So my daughter was doing a little glue thing for school and she needed borax. What was the other ingredient? Oh, glue. Elmer's glue.
It's to make that slimy.
How dumb
stuff.
Am I? There's only two ingredients. I'm having trouble coming up with the other one.
Got to make this glue thing. What does she need?
And so I'm like, borax. And I was like, borax. And I started reading it. And then I asked Sean Wells. And he said that, it's basically it's a mineral.
Okay.
But it has a powerful deodorizer. It's a powerful deodorizer. And
it's not expensive.
And
either.
It's not expensive. Yeah. And it's pretty good for the earth. Yes. It's like, I don't know.
I think you use it for roaches or bugs or
you
something.
Can use
flea. I think you can treat fleas.
I'm going to find out more about it because I want people to be educated about this because it does matter. We're dumping millions of gallons of this stuff into our waterways now. This new product that's hit the shelves. And what does it say about permanent eye damage if it gets in your eyes?
Irreversible
eye damage if it gets in your eyes.
Goodness.
Okay, so what is that doing to the fish in the water? Are we going to end up with a bunch of blind fish?
Yes.
I mean, seriously.
Wow. No, seriously. Yeah.
We need to consider things like this.
Absolutely.
And people need to get more proactive to save the earth.
Labels,
we really, really do. Danny, do you think I'm off my rocker here?
Yep.
Why? I've got your back, son.
Yeah. No, you're fine. You're fine.
Yeah?
Here, you want another soapbox?
It's not a soapbox. I'm passionate about it. I really am. Yeah. I care. You know, and
it's important.
Spin that label around, Lexi.
Spin it around. Show Danny.
The front. The front. Yeah.
Oh.
I put it on Facebook. Did you not like it? You like everything else, Mr. Facebook.
I am not on Facebook.
Yes, you are.
I am. No, I am, but I'm not on it 24/7. I'm not even. Last time I was on Facebook was a couple days ago, okay?
Okay. No, I'm not. Hey. Nobody's, you know, saying anything.
No harm, no foul.
But I did put it on. I did put it on Facebook, so you can like it if you like.
Yeah.
And help spread the word. Share it with your friends, because we all need to be more vigilant and educated about what we're putting in our waterways.
I think one of the dilemmas that people run into, you know, myself included, is where do I spend the more money? Do I spend it on organic food? Do I spend it on natural cleaning products? But budget-wise, I may only get to spend it one place.
Right.
And so, you know, that's... I think a lot of people's issue is, where do I budget for the more environmental friendly? Do I do it with my health and my supplements? Do I do it with chemicals that go into the earth? Which is the most important?
Well, you know, a lot of people, you know, as far as when it comes to your regular sink at home, the stuff that you put down that sink.
I know.
Yes.
People don't realize. Well, and I don't realize. You know, I'm putting down grease. Well, that's fine. No, that's also, you know, the worst thing for the environment is, you know, I thought, well, eggshells. We all put eggshells. We don't throw them away. Those are also bad for the environment.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Eggshells are bad for the environment?
Yeah, well, when you put them in the drain.
Oh. Okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah, sometimes it do get stuck.
Well, you know, when like this morning, I made chicken yummalicious last night for my daughter. She begs for chicken yummalicious. It's basically this yummy stew. I make it all with organic. I go to Natural Grocer, so it makes
that.
It easy. Yeah. Well, I should have brought some in. It was
anything
amazing.
Called yummalicious. Yes, that's and right. You cooking it. Those
every time she talks about making it, I want it. I've never had it.
You know what? I should make chicken yummalicious.
You
live
have never
and
brought
record
it in.
It.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm gonna.
What the heck?
Okay.
You have never brought it in.
We're hounding you.
You talk about it, but you've never. Brought it in.
Well,
we
it's
are
like
starving.
Gold when I make
I'm
it because I cook so less. I don't even cook. I hardly cook anymore. But I do have to say, it felt so good to be behind my stove last night cooking for my baby.
Good.
It really,
good.
Really did.
Good.
And
made you happy.
And then we watched The Office. And
you watch TV.
I watch The Office with her while we eat dinner at night.
I don't know you.
I know. And that's about
all
I watch.
You actually turned on the TV.
I like Jane the Virgin. No, I didn't turn on the TV. We watched it on the laptop. I don't even know if I know how to turn my TV on anymore. Like, I'm so over it. And then I heard about these new smart TVs that, like, they can watch you. I'm like, that's so
scary.
Is that true? Do you think that's true? Or is that just propaganda?
No.
Don't want one in the bedroom, do we?
I think it's true.
And it's the whole Alexa thing and, you know, these whole things that are two-way.
So people are buying these knowing that, like, somebody could spy in their home?
Yeah.
Wait, I'm sorry, what?
Yes. If you're that
I have a smart TV.
And you walk around naked all the time.
If you're desperate enough to spy in my home, then there just must not be a lot of interesting stuff out there.
Oh,
you know?
No. What if you're what if you're up to something?
Well, I'm not. I was going to say, I wouldn't be fine with me.
Up to something good, you know?
That's right.
Yeah, I don't want anybody in my house unless I invite them in. Yeah,
they'd be bored to tears if that may.
That's right.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so much to talk about, everyone. Stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Today, we're here to tell you about the success of Squatty Potty. Consumers are experiencing the healthful benefits from having the correct posture when eliminating the toxic and harmful fecal waste from their bodies. Now, Squatty Potty has made it portable. Introducing Porta Squatty. Now you can experience the healthful benefits no matter where the road takes you. It easily folds up and fits into a discreet carrying bag the size of a book. Porta Squatty. Available at Bed Bath Beyond, Amazon, or for an exclusive discount of 25% off your entire order, use code One Life at checkout at SquattyPotty.com.
Hi, this is Bernadette, here to tell you about the world's most trusted hemp extract, Charlotte's Web, by the Stanley Brothers. Charlotte's Web hemp oil contains naturally occurring antioxidants and neuroprotectants. This amazing product is hand-planted and grown using organic farming practices on Colorado family farms. CW has a variety of wellness applications and has achieved global recognition from media coverage of Little Charlotte's amazing success story. All I have to say is thank you, Charlotte's Web, for improving lives with natural Colorado wellness. Visit them at cwhemp.com. That's cwhemp.com. Charlotte's Web, the world's most trusted hemp extract.
Hi, this is Vaughn Eaglin. As a licensed professional counselor and supervisor, I spend my career helping people cope with emotional problems. But today, I want to talk to you about nutrition. People ask me all the time for nutrition and weight loss advice, and I always find myself recommending a raw vegan protein, a food supplement called Warrior Blend by Sun Warrior. I wasn't always active and fit. In fact, I was very overweight as a child. And as a counselor, I must emphasize the importance of the mind-body connection. A clean body helps with a clean mind. Start today with Sun Warrior Blend Raw Vegan Protein. For more information, go to sunwarrior.com and start living clean today.
Do you want to reverse the early signs of aging? Hi, this is Bernadette. Do what I do. Pixel Perfect is an aesthetic laser treatment that lifts away years from your face. It can help reverse the early signs of aging and helps counteract years of sun damage or acne scarring. It provides noticeable results. Imagine a dramatic new you. To learn more, go to LynnRobertsMD.com. That's L-Y-N-N-E, RobertsMD.com. Or call 469-232-9300. That's 469-232-9300. And tell them that Bernadette sent you. Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Danny Miles, Lexi Brinkley. I have Robin Perry Braun in studio and Laura Richardson. Robin Perry Braun is a holistic counselor who has worked specifically with sex and sexual addictions for 15 years. She's also an emotion code energy practitioner and integrated life practitioner. She does Skype sessions all over the world and uses a holistic approach to address mental, emotional, and physical problems. And Laura Richardson, welcome back. Laura is a life coach, a family law attorney, and a certified advanced mediator
Whoa, sorry about that. Yes. Did that one time.
Yes.
After 2 days, it was like, I'll sign anything. Just get me out of here. Yeah, I can't take another minute of it.
It's a process.
Oh, my gosh. It is a process.
Yes.
Yeah, don't eat. Yes, 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 okay. Yes. Okay. Okay, so Laura, you've been practicing family law in Texas for the last 13 years, and she has been licensed as an attorney in New York for the past 22 years. As a life coach, Laura is passionate about helping women and men move on after divorce into the peace and happiness and success that is their birthright. I love that.
Yes.
I added men there.
Yes.
Is that
that's
good?
Cool. Yes,
because we don't want to alienate any men.
Right.
I mean, we're
that's
all
right.
in this together, right?
Absolutely.
You know, if you're going to date someone, I guess it doesn't have to be the opposite sex.
That's
I mean, whatever your sexual preference
well,
is.
That's true,
but,
yeah.
But whatever it is, it's complicated. You know, it's just complicated. So you are divorced and live in the Dallas area.
Yes.
And
I
back
do.
In the dating scene, I'm guessing.
Absolutely. I'm back in the dating scene.
And what is that like?
Well, it's been interesting. It's been an adventure. But, you know, it's something that I'm constantly learning, trying to figure out what that looks like. You know, I met my ex when I was 17 years old.
Oh, wow.
Up until 3 years ago, he was all I knew. And
wow.
so, you know, that's all my adult life. And,
wow.
you know, even if I were to, you know, look back when I was a teenager, you know, my life's so different now. So it wouldn't draw back from that time period in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm really just, this is something that I'm creating on my own and really trying to figure out what that looks like.
Wow.
And so it's been, in some ways, a lot of fun. And, you know, I'm learning all different things now I need to screen for
mm-hmm.
that I never thought I would have to screen for before, you know, because,
right.
you know, I had one dating experience when I last year that was something less than pleasant.
Yep.
And he was a cute, tall African-American man my age. I was so excited.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was sparks flying.
What
and,
happened?
And we went to dinner and he looked at me. He said, you know what? I don't normally mess with sisters. And I said, okay.
What? Oh my gosh.
And at first I'm thinking, okay, you know, maybe he's just telling me, you know, this was the condition of his heart back then. This is how he feels now. No, this is how he feels right now today, you know, and I'm like, because it just didn't compute in my mind. It's like, why would he ask me out? It's pretty obvious, you know, let me let your listeners know, I am very much a black woman. You can't mistake that. And so,
and
you know,
beautiful, I might
yes,
add.
Well, thank you. And so I was just, that just didn't reconcile in my mind, you know, and so, you know, you
so
can imagine it crashed and burned.
He didn't want to date black women, but yet he was on a date with you, a African American, a black woman.
Yes,
and
guess
so I would have been curious and said, so why did you ask me out, fool?
Things well, not to say on your first date.
That's right.
No, I think that's very appropriate for him. He was incredibly rude to say that.
That's what I mean. Yeah, things
like,
not to say.
Yeah,
and I'm thinking, you know, this must be something about me. He thinks that it's different,
right?
Than you know the
average,
other black women. Yeah, that he's coming to contact with. And so, you know, he mentioned something about, oh, you just have just this gentle spirit, this, you know, this gentle spirit. I just want to, you know, I wanted to get to know you. I wanted to, you know, to talk to you. And I was like, okay, you know. And so you can imagine after that, it pretty much cratered and crashed and burned. but, you know, he's just, you know, it doesn't mean he's a bad person.
Yeah.
It just means he's not dateable right now.
Yeah.
You know, he's just not in a place in his life that it's healthy for him to really interact because I think he's still in the process of figuring out what that looks like.
Yeah.
And one thing that I didn't ask, that was my bad, was how long had it been since his divorce? And it really hadn't been that long at all. It's just been just months.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's just still in the process, I think, of just really, you know, recovering.
Well,
and
that's another mistake.
Robin can talk about
Well, and that's
about.
Another yeah. mistake that
yeah.
people make when
mm-hmm.
they get out of a relationship. They jump right into bed with somebody else or right in the whatever. Yeah. You can't, and that's not fair to the other person either, because mm-hmm. you can't fall in love with another person when you're still in love with somebody else.
Absolutely.
It's so unhealthy for the mind, right, Robin?
Absolutely, and just the whole soul. I mean, the thing is, we, you know, we don't know we're in an altered state. We're in a little bit of shock. We're in a little bit of survival mode. We're grieving. We're going through all this emotional stuff. We're very vulnerable, which makes us very open to maybe fall in love or
mm-hmm.
what we think is love,
right.
but we're not right. We need to reset. We need to heal. We need to grieve. In America, we're not taught to walk through emotional processes, you
mm-hmm.
know, whether it's
exactly.
the death of somebody, you know,
right.
one of the best advices I can give somebody if they've lost a close person
yeah.
to death is, you know, is to not make any major decisions for 6 months to a year. And I think
Absolutely.
That's true with a
mm-hmm.
divorce or a major relationship.
Mm-hmm.
You're
I
just
would agree.
Not, you're just not yourself yet. And it just takes time and emotional processing. And yes. good friends to go, don't do it.
It's and I don't think you can be a good mate for someone when you're not independent on your own.
Well, and that's a part of why we go to the next thing, is we need to walk through that hard thing mm-hmm. to become okay. Mm-hmm. And so that neediness can tend to be attractive to somebody who needs somebody that's needy.
Yes.
And mm-hmm. we need somebody else.
But
so
we
it's very
are
common.
Meant to cohabitate. We are meant to fall in love.
We're
we are
to
meant
be
to procreate.
Interdependent. And
right.
codependency mm-hmm. happens when we're not in that place where we're kind of stable or mm-hmm. healthy or, you know, if we're
right.
needy. So.
And
it's usually
it's
a setup for
a
fail.
A friend of mine, I talked to her this morning on the phone, and she's getting married really quickly. And I said, have you done a background check yet? And she said, no. Mm. And I said, well, you should. You just always should do that.
Yes.
Because you just never know, especially if it's not somebody that you know, like a friend of the family or
exactly.
you know someone that you really know, that it's just some random guy that you met on a dating site or whatever, I would be very careful.
Yes, you do have to be so careful, especially if you're doing online dating. If you don't have someone, you know, that can give you a reference, you know, hey, I know this guy, I know his family, you know, I know where he works, you know, have some type of something that you can anchor into that, you know, you can say, hey, you know, this is a cross-reference, a check for me, because there's things, you know, if you're getting your, you know, if you're really getting your feelings, you know, involved and you really want to be in a relationship, sometimes you just don't see everything. And mm-hmm. so if you have that second pair of eyes, you know, someone who really has, you know, they have your best interest at heart, then that's really so important.
Right. But you don't want to listen to haters either.
Exactly.
You know, the people that there, and there's a lot of them that are just, you know,
they've
got their way
of
doing things and everybody else is screwed up, you know, and if you don't do what I do, then, you know, you're wrong and I'm right. Very, you know, just judgmental kind of friend. Because that's not cool either.
But there's wisdom. You go to where they work and you interview the people they work with. Just the people who they do life with are going to have, you know, whether they like them or not, they can at least kind of give you some objectivity if you go to enough people. So I think there's some wisdom in.
Yeah. Absolutely. You just made me think of, I don't know why, The Office just popped into my head. You were talking about that. We know the show The Office. And is it still on right now? I don't even know, because I'm just watching
first
couple seasons. Yeah. I think, I don't know if it ended or
not.
No,
it's over.
I love Netflix.
Is it over?
It's so good.
Yeah, no, it is. And, but, you know, it's getting to the point where there's a lot of interaction. You get to know all the characters. I think I'm in season 3 or something like that. And Pam and Jim are still not back together, you know, but it's just, I don't know. It's just kind of, it's a fun show, especially if you're eating chicken yamalicious, and I never told you. So the reason I brought that up is because we were talking about things not going down the drain. Danny brought that up about, you know, being careful about what goes down the drain.
Absolutely.
So my daughter's on I always pack her lunch in my nice Italian dishes so that she can, you know, at school, reheat them, because I don't want her using the microwave. And I bought her the oven to reheat her food. And so
at school?
Yes.
Oh, that's
cool.
I'm like, you know, the mom in My Big Fat Greek Wedding. She goes with like a big bag of food. And they all laugh at her. They're like, does your mother think you're a sumo wrestler or something? You know, but I let the dog lick the bowl to get all the gravy and the rice out of it before,
that's a good
instead
idea.
Of putting it in the sink.
Yes.
And he got a treat, and the bowl got clean. I mean, I'm still going to wash it, obviously, but but it didn't go down the drain.
That's
and so
good.
That's
yes.
a nice little diversion from what we're talking
that's
about.
That's right. Yes.
Well, three keys to getting the relationship you want. What is the first key?
Yes, the first key is don't bring the baggage from the past into the promises of your future.
Mm-hmm.
And really what I mean by that is, you know, really how you can avoid to do that is really kind of what Robin was talking about just a minute ago, just really making sure that you're healed from the trauma of your past relationships. You know, you really spend that time splitting yourself open and digging, you know, whether that's with a wonderful counselor like Robin or, you know, just, you know, friends who would just come around you and love you, but really just go through that period where you really feel like you've come through on the other side of, you know, the bad things that really happen that you're really kind of coming out of. And, you know, a lot of things, one of those things is just really realizing that, you know, this is plan B. You know, things, you know, plan A didn't come out the way you wanted it to. And like I said just a few minutes ago, you know, I thought I was going to be with my ex forever. You know, I was started with him when I was a kid, pretty much. And so, you know, I had to come to realize, okay, this is plan B. You know, and what does life look like?
Children?
And,
were there other children?
No, it was one thing we didn't do. We didn't have any children. And so, you know, but, you know, we had, you know, family, you know, in nephews and nieces that mm-hmm. we treat it like kids.
Right,
and
right.
So,
you know, I want to point out something here.
Oh,
to wait. Next segment.
Well, we will point that out. Well, we're going to break right now, Robin. And but yeah, I think that whatever it is, it sounds good. Stay yes. tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio. We all know water is essential for life, but all water is not created equal. And here's what separates Crazy Water from the rest. Crazy Water is as nature intended, with minerals and electrolytes infused by Mother Nature, not some factory. Have it shipped right to your house or find a retailer near you through their website at drinkcrazywater.com. That's drinkcrazywater.com. It's water as nature intended.
Here's the dill pickle. Squatty Potty works. It's awesome. Find yours at your local Bed Bath & Beyond, Amazon, or SquattyPotty.com. That's SquattyPotty.com.
Hey, this is Sean Wells of the International Society of Sports Nutrition. One Life Radio is proud to partner with the ISSN. The ISSN is the world's leading scientific organization dedicated to the science of supplements and sports nutrition. For their latest conferences and events, go to theissn.org. That's theissn.org.
Looking for the best organic protein bar on the market? Sun Warrior has nailed it. Soul Good protein bars are amazing and so easy to throw in your purse or backpack. They have 17 grams of protein, low sugar, and they are 100% organic. Try Sun Warrior's new Soul Good bars at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com, because eating clean doesn't have to be difficult. Wasn't it the Monkees?
The Monkees.
Yeah, the Monkees.
The Monkees.
Did you ever do that with your friends, where you hold hands and you walk? Like
no,
that
I did. Them? I used to do that. Yeah,
of course we did.
I can remember being teeny tiny in my dad's grocery store, and there were these flip things of the Monkees. And you got them in like bubble gum or something.
Oh, okay.
I was real little, so it's hard for me to remember.
Almost like a Pez.
Precious memories.
I don't know, but yeah. You flip through it and like the Monkees were like dancing and stuff.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
Like what do you?
Oh, like the little books, like the little cartoon things.
Yeah.
Okay. Got
yeah.
It.
Okay.
Got
I think there was bubble gum or something.
You probably. Know,
I,
yeah. It was
I
a
had.
Prize
I ran the penny candy counter at my dad's
oh,
grocery
that's a good
store.
Memory.
Of course. Yeah. It's a
that's
good a job.
Check. I did. I checked in purveyors, all kinds of stuff. You know, took care of the bread man.
He was an entrepreneur from.
I was on security. I used to have this. My dad built these little steps up behind one of the coolers, and I would hide between the tampon boxes and the Kotex
and watch.
Boxes.
Oh my God!
Yeah, and I would peek down there at the people that would come in and just make sure
nobody's stealing.
Because
it.
A lot of times, a lot of kids would come in all at once in my dad's store. And, you know, they'd steal something, and I didn't want that to happen because it's not good for them or us. And so I was on the security, too.
I can totally see that.
But I wasn't packing then.
Okay.
I was always a little spunky, though. Oh, my gosh. And speaking about spunky, you are definitely spunky, you two girls. Robin Perry Braun is a holistic counselor who has worked specifically with sex and sexual addictions for 15 years. She uses a holistic approach to address mental, emotional, and physical problems. And Laura Richardson is a life coach, a family law attorney, and certified advanced mediator. And Laura has been practicing family law in Texas for the past 13 years, and she has been licensed as an attorney in New York for the past 22 years. And she's a life coach, and she's passionate about helping women move on after divorce into the peace, happiness, and success that is their birthright.
Absolutely.
And so that's everyone's birthright. Everyone should be happy.
Absolutely.
You
it's
know,
for you.
Well, you know, that's what I loved about the movie, The Beauty and the Beast. Okay.
Yes.
I went to see it again, cried my eyes out the whole end of the movie. Like, I was like, all black, you know, just. But. But I love, one of my favorite lines in that movie is, how can one be happy if they are not free? That's and right. I think that a lot of people forget that when they get into relationships, that just because you love someone doesn't mean that you get to control them.
Right. Absolutely.
And that's where things go wrong, because if you come into a relationship and you're independent and you're just, your spirit is light, your mind is free, that's where you want to be, and that's where you want to stay, and that's where you make the best partner as well.
Right.
Absolutely.
And so I just don't understand why men want to control a woman anywhere.
It goes both ways, too.
Except the bedroom. Yeah. Okay, yeah. I get that. So what's up with that?
Yes. Well, you know,
I think it's about. I mean, it's rooted in fear. Control is rooted in fear.
I know.
And we can all be guilty of it. So it's not gender specific, but
as the only man in the room.
Yes, Danny.
Wait a minute here. It's not just the men who are controlling.
That's what
too.
I said.
I agree. Women are very. Some women can be very controlling. Yes. I have this friend who is married to a woman who he lets her check his email and his phone and all this stuff because he caught her cheating early on in the relationship, and she married him anyway.
Wow.
Because she probably was really after his money, not his love. But that's just my personal opinion. I just don't know how you could catch a man cheating on you not once but twice and then still marry him. Like, why would you do that? And how could you not be
again,
like,
as the only man in the room, it's not just the man that cheats.
Yeah, I know. Well,
either side. Yes.
No, in absolutely. That particular circumstance, they were both cheaters. And so it's like, wow, what a great marriage that's going to be.
Yeah.
It's like, jeepers. The things that people do to get themselves in these terrible, circumstances and relationships. So what are we doing wrong? And what are the three keys to getting the relationship that you want?
Okay, well, actually, number two is be real clear about what you're looking for. And that's so important. You know, take the time to get to know yourself. That's one of the things that I had to do. You know, I invested 28 years between dating and marriage with my ex. And so I had to figure out, you know, what does that look like?
Well, how do you know if you've never had it or experienced it? I mean, there's so many different personalities out there.
Well, and do people have a type? It seems like some people gravitate to a certain type of person.
Yes, absolutely.
But not always.
But what I'm saying is there such thing as a person having a type?
Yeah, preferences. Absolutely. People have preferences. I prefer taller men. Mm-hmm. You know, my ex was 6'7", and so I prefer, and it's just a shift in
mindset.
Well,
you're tall, too.
Yeah. I'm just under 5'7".
Yeah. Oh, you seem taller.
You do.
Yeah.
Well, my hair gives me another 3 inches.
Oh, there
afro.
You go. That and the heels. Okay.
That's right. Yes. Yeah. And exploring new things, and I had an inkling when I was younger. I wanted to learn how to crochet. And I was like, I don't know if I can do the hand coordination thing.
Mm-hmm.
But it ended up being so relaxing, so wonderful. When I really started to interact and get to know the instructor, I took a class at one of the local craft stores, and it ended up being something so wonderful.
Did you
fulfilling.
Start dating the guy that taught you?
Yeah, no.
She's not making the connection.
But just learning how to, be clear about exploring new things, just learning about yourself. And so I just learned it. I love to learn to crochet. And so I made a couple of shawls, and it was so much fun.
Hey,
I
want to go back. I was about to say.
Yeah, what you were talking about before the break.
Yeah, come to terms that things didn't turn out like you planned. And I think one of the things that has been one of the keys to my personal freedom is believing that everything is redemptive. You know, one of the problems in America is we have this mindset of not making mistakes, of perfectionism. You got to do it right. But life is a curve. Life is learning. Everything, every day we're doing is learning something. So I think knowing that, whatever happened in this past relationship, married or not, rather than I'm constantly in a state of failure or beating myself up or it didn't work out like I planned, well, what can I gain from that moving forward? So rather than constantly stay with the I screwed up mindset okay, how can I take the positive from this past, move forward with it, get healing from the negative, but and I think again, as a Christian and kind of this church mentality, we're the worst about this. We have this law of, man, you're just forever shamed if you're divorced, and it's unspoken, and people will stay in awful abusive and terrible marriages rather than face this judgmental kind of guilty thing of, oh, I got divorced.
But I find, and I'm not saying, I hope this hurts nobody's feelings, but some of the most judgmental people I've ever met in my life were called themselves Christians.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, and it's such, there's so many hypocrites out there. It's like Jesus walked with the whores and all the poor people, the screwed up people, you know, and he didn't judge them. So
no,
that's,
he loved them. Okay, yeah. Loved so Trump's all
instead
that.
Of talking yes. smack, you try to be a little bit more like Jesus.
Absolutely.
Right. And
yes,
so,
absolutely.
You know, we, but it's we true. All fall into this performance-based acceptance, whether it's yes. religious mm-hmm. or it's mm-hmm. corporate or whatever it is, but it's this kind of world model. And I think that that's a real key in moving forward is going, okay, this isn't about all the mistakes I made and that I failed. This mm-hmm. is, this just didn't work out, but how do I take from what I did get out of it? Most yes. wealthy people lost $1 million 5 or 6 times.
Mm-hmm.
And then instead of going, oh, I'm a failure, I lost $1 million, they just kept doing the next thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think if we learn from that mindset that says, okay, this marriage didn't work out, but mm-hmm. what can I move forward with it? And I think speaking into what you said about what worked and what didn't work. Okay,
yes.
I got to have someone who's as smart as me or smarter because that just didn't work, being mm-hmm. married to somebody who wasn't as smart as me.
Yeah, absolutely.
It just didn't work. So no judgment. It just didn't work for mm-hmm. either one of us. It just was a constant issue.
Yeah.
Can't do that again. So I learned from that, right?
Yeah. Absolutely, yeah.
And well, go ahead.
And just learning what your deal breakers are. You know, what does that look like?
Yeah.
You know, and talk about, you know, relationship satisfaction, you know, and you know, 'cause you're starting out thinking, you know, oh, you know, it's things, you know, aren't really so great and I'm really expecting too much. And, you mm-hmm. know, if you're looking at things from the floor instead of, you know, the ceiling, then that can really lead to a downward spiral. Mm-hmm. And, you know, who wants to start out with, you know, really thinking that things can't be great, you know, from the start.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So instead of really coming from a place that, hey, I really deserve to be really happy and joyful and really have a fulfilling relationship that has a high rate of satisfaction for me.
Mm-hmm. And I say, don't do any work. Just follow your heart and follow your mind and don't wooey about it. Just, yes. you know, just live your life. Just be out there. Whatever's meant to be will happen. So, yes. And we're going to continue talking about this. And we're going to, Robin wants to talk about We Teach People How to Treat Us. So stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Sat down and cried today. I can't look at you while I'm lying next to her.
Did you know that hemp has been used for a variety of wellness needs for thousands of years? And now, thanks to the Stanley Brothers in Colorado, you can now get Charlotte's Web, the most trusted whole plant hemp extract in the world. Charlotte's Web is a proprietary whole plant hemp extract that contains all of the beneficial and naturally occurring antioxidants and neuroprotectants. In fact, in 2003, the federal government recognized the beneficial effects on human health and obtained a U.S. patent titled Cannabinoids and Antioxidants. For more information and to get educated about Charlotte's Web, visit cwhemp.com. That's cwhemp.com, the world's most trusted hemp extract.
Are you tired of ho-hum parties? Do people yawn in your backyard? Need to draw attention to your business or set the mood at your restaurant? Lights aren't just for Christmas. They make all your outdoor spaces and celebrations sparkle. Our customers have found the perfect lights to add twinkle to their special occasions for over 10 years. See everything you'll need to light up your life at Christmas Light Source. You can find us at ChristmasLightSource.com. That's ChristmasLightSource.com.
Call us crazy. We don't mind. Crazy Water's all-natural mineral water has been making people feel good inside and out since 1881. As the only mineral water bottled in Texas, their water boasts loads of benefits that other bottled waters can only envy. Pretty crazy, huh? Find it at your local Whole Foods, HEB, Central Market, or have it shipped right to your door. Visit them at drinkcrazywater.com. That's drinkcrazywater.com. Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Danny Miles, Lexi Brinkley. I've got Robin Perry Braun and Laura Richardson in studio with me. We're talking about dating, three key things to getting the relationship that you want. And then Robin is going to be talking about we teach people how to treat us. Robin is a holistic counselor who has worked specifically with sex and sexual addictions for 15 years. She's also an emotion code energy practitioner, and she does Skype sessions all over the world to she uses a holistic approach to address mental, emotional, and physical problems. You can find all of our experts at oneliferadio.com. And you know what? Before we get into this content, I'd like to give a shout out to our sponsors because they bring all of this content to you. They're amazing companies with great stories, like-minded, like One Life Radio, really trying to, you know, change the planet in a good way and put some good energy out there, some good products, some good food, starting with Sun Warrior. You know, I had my Soul Good bar this morning, and I'm out of my minerals, so I do these mineral drops that they sell. If you go to their website, sunwarrior.com, I can't think of the name of them right now, but cool. I'm out of them. And I put them in my crazy water to even get more minerals on the times when I think, like, you know, I just need a little more something because I drink a lot of water, so I deplete a lot of minerals. You know, the more water you drink,
You flush.
Yeah.
And then speaking of flushing, squatty potty. Squatty potty and crazy water. You know, you got to flush your system and put the right things in it. And of course, Charlotte's Web.
Ergonomically correctly.
The Stanley Brothers did a couple of drops of that this morning. It really does help with my body pain, though. Yeah. And my emotional pain, too. I have to say it. Mm-hmm. It really helps me to get into a happier place. For whatever reasons, my cannabinoid system likes the cannabidiol. And you know what's funny is they don't even teach about the endocannabinoid system in medical school.
Right.
They get like two hours of discussion about it, and that's it.
Yes, I've never heard of it before.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's so crazy. Mm-hmm. Well, that's because
you don't want to screw with the cannabinoids. Yes.
You don't want to do that. Exactly, Danny. That's exactly right. And of course, the International Society of Sports Nutrition, our beloved Dr. Joey Antonio, PhD. I got to get him back on. You know, he's been gone long enough. We need to have him jump on the air. I always enjoyed his sense of humor. Great guy. And speaking of greatness, okay, and how to have great relationships and how to teach people to treat us, Robin Perry Braun. So, you know, what do you mean by this? So teach us.
Well, so, you know, those of you know, I'm an energy practitioner, and I really teach this model of we're like icebergs. We're only really about 5% aware of what's going on, and we're always sending off signals energetically. This is based on quantum physics. It's all science-based. And so what we believe and what we believe in our subconscious is going to be the message we send off. So piggybacking on kind of Laura's thing, you go through a divorce, your husband cheated on you, you're kind of pissed. You think men are creeps, they're cheaters, they've betrayed you. You have not resolved those emotions, those feelings. So really you're kind of walking around with this energetic message towards men.
Well, or you could, you know, others, I think initially the shock when something like that happens, but then I go with the four agreements. You don't even have to take it personal.
Okay, but we create our beliefs during states of heightened emotion. So we do take it personally. It was deeply painful. So you've got to process that.
Well, after you process it,
It was traumatic. Okay. And then also the belief maybe about me is, you know, I'm a victim. I was a victim in this. So we're kind of walking around, and they've actually proven this with this concept is that, you know, if you had 10 women in a room and one of them had been sexually abused and you let a predator in the room, he will just instinctively go to that one woman who was had been an abuse victim.
Really?
It's just like an energetic connection.
Or the demeanor of how she might carry herself?
It's energy. It's beyond even explaining or describing because I don't necessarily walk up to somebody and know they've been sexually abused.
Right.
So,
well, there's a lot that we still don't know about the communication.
And
I believe that you can tell so much by just looking into somebody's eyes deeply.
Looking into somebody's eyes. Yes. All of this is going on all the time, and we're only about 5% aware of what we even know.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
So this is really what I'm kind of saying is we don't only teach people how to treat us by our words. And I'll just give you a simple example as a parent. You know, if I tell my 2-year-old, no, don't do that, and they do it again, well, if I don't give them a consequence at that point, I've just taught them my no doesn't mean no.
Mm-hmm.
We, you know, this is parenting discipline 101.
Yes.
Mean what mm-hmm. you say.
Yeah.
So we do that all day long. We don't mean what we say. We don't deliver on our words. We don't give consequences to our boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
Right. We've just taught somebody how to treat us.
Right.
If I allow my child to, or a boyfriend to be abusive to me, to call me names, I've just taught him how to treat me by not going, stop, that's unacceptable.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Yeah.
So those are the kind of things where we verbally or, you know, behaviorally can teach that. But we just decide what we'll tolerate, and a lot of that will go down to what I believe about myself.
Mm-hmm.
So I may believe there's no really good guys out there, but I'm going to decide what my standard is, and I'll be alone because I'm okay alone, rather than accept somebody who is not going to treat me the way I desire to be treated.
Well, love yeah. and respect go hand in hand.
Absolutely.
There's no question about
absolutely.
It. They absolutely do. You cannot.
You can't say you love someone.
You can't
someone
say you love somebody
them.
And not respect them.
Right.
It's impossible. It just is. But yeah. So what else do you want people to know about this, Robin?
Well, I think, and back to what I do for a living, is you've got to decide what you believe about yourself. So, you know, believing.
I believe sometimes it's hard to be a woman.
Yeah.
Giving all your love to just one man.
It's the only guy here in the room.
Yes, Danny.
This goes for both
genders. That?
That's right.
I
yeah.
make you laugh. I love it when I make people laugh.
And the reverse is true. The guys may yep. believe, you know, women are full of drama and women will believe men are children and need a parent.
Yeah.
So, but whatever we believe is
okay,
what we're
going to
attract.
Okay, no, that's the only thing that you said was right.
I know. It's like Danny's nine, okay? He's a nine-year-old.
So if I want a mature man, then I'm got to, one, I got to believe mature men exist.
Yes.
I got to believe I deserve one.
But, you know, I don't
one.
Like a man too mature. I want a guy with a little boy kind of spirit
okay.
a little bit.
But
so
you don't want
to
be his mommy
and have fun.
Playful is different than
yes.
being his mommy.
Right, absolutely.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, I don't want right. to be his mommy.
Okay. But if you believe, okay, so
no.
whatever, if you just take away one thing from what I'm going to say is that you will attract what you believe.
Yes.
Now, but that may not be what you want, but it's what you believe. So
mm-hmm.
dig down in your deep in your subconscious and go, what do I actually believe? What do I believe about myself? What do I believe I deserve? And what do I believe is out there? Because I got to believe, and I always say, find somebody married, if they are, let's say you're single, who represents who you want. I want someone like that, because that way somebody exists in reality. It's not a fantasy.
Mm-hmm.
There's somebody who exists in reality that represents what I would feel like I would want.
Right.
And then think, again, you're not stealing somebody's husband. He just represents.
Well, some women do
want.
Do that.
Well,
they're
they do.
Quite good at
they're
it.
They're good at it.
Well, unfortunately.
So it right. happens.
It yeah. happens
but
more
you know
often.
What? Sometimes it's a good thing.
Yeah.
Well,
true.
Yeah.
A blessing in disguise.
Careful absolutely. What you wish for. You just might get
it. That's right.
But so does that, you know, who am I? If I believe I'm a princess, then I'm going to get a prince. If I believe I'm a pauper,
mm-hmm.
then I'm going to get a pauper.
Absolutely.
You know, what do you believe about yourself? What do you believe you deserve? So start working on those deep internal things first. And then that will affect who you attract.
I'm thinking of the movie The Beauty and the Beast, you know?
Absolutely.
And she was so independent and strong. She knew what she wanted. She knew what she didn't. And that Gaston, is that his name?
Gaston.
Gaston.
Yeah, Gaston.
What a creep.
Yeah.
You know, I'm
and
glad.
You know, and if you saw the Disney version, he was like so perfect. He was the cartoon character.
The what version?
The Disney cartoon version
oh,
of Beauty
really?
And the Beast.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. He was like the perfect embodiment in the flesh of the cartoon character Gaston. It was awesome.
Oh, wow.
And then there's a great James Corden thing, if you could Google this, where James Corden does crosswalk Beauty and the Beast across the street, crosswalk in like New York City. It's
uh-huh.
hilarious.
Wow.
So you gotta Google
really?
It.
Really? Okay. Oh, I will.
Yeah.
No, I will.
Yeah.
I love the movie, and I think it represents what all people, what, the type of relationship you should seek.
Right.
Yes.
You know, and I do believe in true love. I really,
absolutely.
Really do.
Yeah. It exists.
It does exist.
And so mm-hmm. if you believe in true love, love yourself first.
Yes.
Believe that you deserve to feel like you want to feel when you're with that person. Do that work first. Get
mm-hmm.
dig out everything from your past that has been contrary to that, mm-hmm. and that will open you up and free you up to attract what you want.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right. Anything else before we end the show?
I had a great time.
Good.
And yeah, and everything, you know, just if you know, if you remember anything from this show, just remember that, you know, it's you can have that great relationship you deserve. It's your birthright.
All right, everyone. Sure. You know, I hope you enjoyed it. We always enjoy doing the show. Thank you for listening. You know what? You get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. Get out there today and make the most of it.